Now we're going to talk about the creative market happening this Sunday. I've got Monica in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
And I nearly said at 10, but it's not at 10 anymore, is it?
No, it's at 9 o'clock.
It's
a different timetable, 9 to 1
for the summer months. For the summer months. Okay, all right. And it's for people who don't know, it's on Stewart Street.
Yeah.
Should we say that? I feel like there might be someone out there who we just assume everyone knows. But.
No. Many people don't know, actually. Like, I've been talking to tourists or just some new residents in town.
Yeah.
And they don't know where the market is. They don't know when the market is. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and we are going to have quite a few people in town this weekend with the Freedom to Fly event on.
Yep.
A circus of circuses.
Yeah, that'll be so beautiful, I think.
Yeah. So generally, since we're talking about things people might not know, it's a creative market. What does that mean?
That means that you need to, if you want to come and attend the market as a stallholder, you need to have made at least 60% of the products in your stall.
Yeah.
They need to have your creative input and been made in New Zealand. In Aotearoa,
okay.
Not anywhere else. Yeah.
Right, so it's not a go to Bali, get some cheap stuff and sell it.
No, and even if you design it and made it somewhere else that is not here, it wouldn't comply with our policy.
Okay, all right. So the policy is to support local artists, I guess.
Yeah,
really,
to support local and, you know, all around the country, creative people that make things by themselves or employing people in this country, which is, you know, a practice that we are losing more and more.
And it's not just art too. There's food, locally produced food.
There's food, there's art, terms of art. We have, you know, paintings, photography, jewelry, homewares, all sorts of crafts. And then we have also some new people coming to this market. Oh, talking about photography, actually. One of the stallholders, Lisa, she is having, at the moment, exhibition at the old school.
Oh, that's Lisa Cairns.
Yeah.
Is that how I say your last name?
So it'll be really nice.
That will be on, because that's doors every day it's on from 10 to 2, but that's the...
It'll be on Sunday, and she will be there with her stall as well. So that's nice.
So she's got like the whole room to herself.
Not quite, but mostly. Oh,
she's got the walls covered.
Yeah. And as new in this market as well, we have some music happening.
Yeah.
Luna de la Cruz. Conflict of interest. Yeah. Not really. Luna and Valentin and probably Selva will join them. They will do a little session for us, and then they will go and play at the Freedom to Fly Festival as well in the street.
I'm just going to close this window.
All right. So, yeah, we thought
the leaf blower has started outside the back window. It's been a busy morning.
A lot of roadworks and
we had the grass mown over there at the start of the show.
So, anyway, we thought, I thought I would ask them, as they are already...
because they're on. Luna's on at round about midday or 12:20. It says on the busking day. So
we will have them earlier at the market, which will be nice, and to have some live music. And I'm inviting here, if anybody's listening, you know, that any young people. It doesn't need to be young, but you know, buskers, calling for buskers, for musicians, even street performers, and kind of like you know, fringe theater, little performances that can happen outdoors at the market are really welcome for the next months. And calling all the young people again for Christmas, you know, is next market will be the before Christmas market. Mm. And we usually have quite a lot of young people trying to sell their creations.
It's actually usually quite a busy market, that one.
Yeah, it will be.
The Christmas market. So it'll be.
Even in
four or 5 weeks' time, I guess, looking at the date.
In this one, we have some also some new people and new and old regulars coming back.
Okay.
That we have lost for a while. So we have Emma with her Wild Woman body perfume.
Yeah.
Amy with her children clothing that is so beautiful. We have plants, we have wooden spoons, we have some new people that came to the last market with their Brazilian pastels. It's like some sort of pastry from Brazil.
Oh yeah.
And I think Jason will be representing Mamazine with the kombucha in this market, some turmeric latte, and Ferran is intending to come back with his paella, which is always a success.
Is that the stuff that we pronounce paella?
Yeah, that's the stuff you pronounce paella.
We get the correct pronunciation. I just heard you just pronounced your last name presumably correctly earlier, and I was caught by surprise.
I know.
Because we say De La Cruz when we read the words.
I know.
But say it again.
De La Cruz.
Yeah, so the Spanish.
Yeah, the Spanish. What people think that is like a weird something from. I don't know. What did I hear about this story?
Did somebody tell you it was a speech impediment or something?
Yes,
insulting
from the
like
king
that.
And like some centuries ago. But
really? Oh, okay.
It's not true.
It's not true.
No, it's just the phonetics of the language, and it's different than, you know, even in the south of Spain, pronunciation gets different. South America, definitely different. Mm. And, you know.
Yeah, I imagine, like, I haven't been to Spain, but I've been to England, and the change in accents all through England is crazy.
Yeah.
So I presume other countries in Europe are similar.
There's
that variation. Yeah. But back to Raglan and the market, though. You mentioned a bit of food. Is Itai there as well with the falafels?
Yeah, Itai will be there.
Anything else that we...
Yeah, well, actually, I asked Corina. Her bread, the Raglan Bakery bread, is going to be there. Liz and Rick are going to have it in the stall.
Okay.
Selling it, and that's really good because such a good local bread.
Yeah.
And they will be selling it with their spread and the beautiful pestos, so yeah, that's perfect. Anything else new in this market? Silvia is also intending to come back with her vegetables, you know, so it'll be good to have a fresh veggie stall there, not only at the Growers Market, which is a lovely market, but it'll be good to have something at the Creative again. And the Raglan chocolate will be back
that's good, because the last block we bought, the dog ate.
I got a gourmet dog.
Yeah, you know, no, it'll eat anything, trust me. I bought it for Karen's birthday and she didn't get a bite.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, they'll be there. They'll be there this market as well.
Yeah, we'll get a replacement block, I think.
Yeah, and also we have a lovely new jeweler.
Yeah.
We have her in the last market, but it was a bit of an unfortunate one because it was a storm and it was raining and pouring and all this stuff. But it's a silversmith jeweler.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Really, really beautiful, delicate silver jewelry. She will be inside in Eva's room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I think the weather's fairly mild. For Sunday, so
that'll be so nice.
Yeah, although we're 3 or 4 days out, so yeah, it changes
a
little bit.
And of course, you know, we have all our regulars. I don't want to forget about them. We have Harley with his Greenstone, his Ponamu, and Janis with Ocean Inlays Jewelry.
Yeah.
Marie will be there with the ice blocks. And
oh, she's back with ice blocks.
Yep, she's back with the ice blocks.
Summer's here. Marie's out.
The coffee cart, you know, Josh, and the tallow cream people, and the soap makers, and Ian with his wooden creations, and Miranda in the foyer with all her beautiful art. And
I was just checking the poster for Busking Day because I know Josh is playing with Salty Jam, but they're at 3:20, so that's an hour and a half after
he'll
the markets.
Done. He'll be done.
Good timing, everybody.
Yeah, but there is coffee, and there'll be coffee during the next 5 months at the market. So, yes, letting people know, because it's a very important part of things always.
It's funny, like I don't drink coffee. I don't like the taste, but I stand back and observe the addiction.
Yeah.
If there's no coffee, it's like, oh.
Yeah. If there's no coffee, then people run away. So it's very important to have.
They slouch away because they've got no energy.
Yeah.
So, folks, we're talking to Monica about the creative market, and remind us the times again.
9 to 1. Yeah, 9 to 1, and so then after that you have time to go to the beach and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. And if people want to put in a stall and they haven't put in a stall before, what do they do?
Well, even for this market coming, they could turn up. If they think they comply with the policy and we could find a spot, there are a couple of spots left. Otherwise, they can go to the website, the Raglan Creative Market website, and just if it's the first time, just fill an application form.
Yeah.
So we can just review it, give them the go-ahead, and then they can book online. There's this new online booking system. And it's quite easy.
Yeah.
So people just go ahead, book online, and do it as soon as possible, because this next months are the most wanted.
Yeah. Lots of people like to do the Christmas shopping at the Creative Market.
And we are really, really welcoming anybody, local or new, that wants to come and join us. So please do.
Okay, so that's the Creative Market, Sunday, 9 to 1, and Stewart Street.
Stewart Street, every second Sunday. The second Sunday of the month.
Second Sunday of the month. All right, thanks for coming in, Monica.